Hey, good morning. We're going to have a daily Bible lesson this Sunday, August 25th, I believe it is. And today we're going to be reading from the book of 1 Kings, and we're going to look in chapter 6 and verse 16. This is about one of my favorite Bible characters, Elijah. Now, Elijah was a badass man. Elijah was one of the most badass prophets ever. He was raw. He did whatever. I mean, he just said what he needed to say, did what he needed to do. And at one point in time, he had pissed off the king pretty hard, and the king was, like, determined to kill him. And so Elijah was camping out on the desert, as most of the time, like, that's what prophets did. They kind of hung out in the desert and in nature. And in the morning, Elijah, who had his servant, his maybe apprentice, the guy who was training under him, was with him. And in the morning, his servant got up and looked outside and saw all these hills, like everything around him being surrounded by his enemies. And I'm gonna read you what he said. It says, when the servant, this is in verse 15 of chapter 6, when the servant of the man of God got up early and went out early the next morning, an army of horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, Lord, what should we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," Elijah answered. The prophet answered, "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed, "Oh Lord, open his eyes so that he can see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. And I think this is just an incredible Bible verse, because it shows us, well, it's the fact of the matter is, those who are with us, those who are with those who are for the love, who are for the light, are more than those who are for the darkness. And in these times, we're going to maybe possibly see some darkness coming out of its corners as it's being exposed. You know, whether that be with finding out, like, that there's powerful people who are spying on us, or whatever. Wars, people are trying to start wars. When we start to see the scary things, and when we feel like we're alone, remember, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And we are going to witness God showing up like we never could have possibly imagined. And it is going to be the best time to be alive ever. This time, if you are alive right now, thank God that you are alive. Just be grateful to be alive, because this is the most amazing time that you can ever imagine to be alive. And you are going to be grateful that you are alive at this time. So thank you for listening this morning, and tune in more for more Bible verses or morning Bible readings.